So, yeah, I guess if you were interested in me as a student and I were to go there and there's coursework involved or there's like a period of time where I need to be there, I mean, that is doable.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I guess really the question is, what's the absolute minimal amount of time that you would have to spend there?
Right, yeah.
And I have no idea what the answer to that question is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're coming with a master's, and your master's is in, what?
I think they call it wildlife biology and conservation over here.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, obviously very similar relevant to, I think at ESF you kind of have to choose whether you're going to be wildlife ecology and management or conservation biology. There's, like, the two issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for some cases. But, you know, I'd have to look at, actually, maybe I'll just forward send you the graduate student handbook.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think it lays, I think, out pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, graduate students know how to read that document.
Yeah.
So you can maybe get a sense for what's going on. And, you know, there are people, I mean, I know just for sure that there are people with them. Yeah, I mean, you know, once people are just doing research, they really don't have to be there. I don't personally care that much.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it does kind of depend on your background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually sounds interesting. I like the, so you guys are putting acoustic collars on animals.
Yeah. Yeah. So we tried putting out a few this past summer, just with, I don't know if you've seen audio mods. They're like these really small recorders. Basically put them in a weatherproof box and attach them to a collar and waited for them to drop off. And we got some data that way, but it was kind of just seeing if we could get anything at all. And there's some, like, we need to do a little bit of engineering to make sure there's not any sound interference with the audio recorder and things like that.
Can you get, like, calf survival or, like, something about, like, maternal investment, things like that?
From the collar itself?
Yeah, where and when do you capture and collar the animals in Central America?
I think they do, at least last year, they did all of their capturing, like, mid-June. So calves would have already dropped, yeah. I don't know if you could specifically get something about calf mortality. You could get, you can like pick up the clicking of the hooves. So you might get something, some information about like how close they are to other individuals. Or I guess it would just be whether or not they are with another individual.
I guess I should, you know, before I like start throwing things out there, I should ask you, what do you learn from caribou acoustics?
I think like our overarching thing was to look at like the impact and the response of industrial noise and then the response to other like acoustic sounds. So I'm interested in how you can also quantify like insect harassment, because we have all these like weather metrics for insect harassment. I think those Witter papers have some behavioral information too, where she did direct observations, but it's like being built into all these models and you don't really have something that's a little more explicit that says like these animals are being actively harassed at this period in time. And so finding something.
You hear
what?
You hear insects?
Yeah.
They're recording?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell mosquitoes, coral flies?
No, we haven't gotten that specific yet. There is already an app that can distinguish different mosquito species, so I would assume that you'd be able to do that, but I mean, that's like an untested assumption, I guess.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so that, as far as like biological noise, the insect harassment piece I think is really important, and then maybe seeing if there's any relationship between movement and bird sounds, because birds are migrating in and out of the habitat. They have a better picture of, like, you know, where snow-free areas